for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Free Psychic Reading Night. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts this evening. The other one is Rob. You ready, Rob?
I am. How are you doing tonight?
Wonderful. How about you?
I'm fantastic. It's free reading night, so I guess how could it be anything but fantastic?
That's right.
But, you know, we don't get the free readings, so I guess that is less than fantastic.
Right.
But it's the time of year for giving.
That's right.
But then I guess then I'm not thinking about what about the ones we do like in April? You know, what's that time for? Why can't we ever get anything? Why can't it be about us?
Yeah, why isn't it all about
why
us?
Why can't it be for us?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes
that's what we should do. I do not know what kind of radio that would be if we did a, hey, it's
all
Rob
about
and Nikki's free reading
make
night.
It all about
yeah,
us?
Yes, it's just a show where we get free readings. That could be like the worst attended show
totally,
ever.
No, I'm totally down for that. And
it
you know what?
Be.
People probably
cool.
would be too because they're nosy. People like to know other people's business, okay? So people probably would want to listen just because people are nosy and want to know what, you know, is going on in other people's world. Let's face it.
Well, and I think
social media.
I am not. Yeah, that's true.
Nosy.
I'm not nosy. And I guess that's why, like, I never even pay attention to the readings. I never know when they're done. I usually just fall asleep, you know.
I don't have enough time to be nosy right now. I'll be honest. Like, I've just been, like, I had a lot going on. I've not had time to even want to be nosy, you know?
I've never wanted to be nosy, but I'm not really sure if that show would work out. The premise of that show would be, hey, listen to us get free readings. I mean, it could, but it would also kind of be weird because I kind of I have that thing where I've never really gotten an official reading before. So
mm-hmm.
there's that to throw into the equation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I think it's something that we should consider, but maybe not do. But
no,
I know you could be up
for
it because you love free readings. You love readings.
I do.
So I'm not saying that I don't. I just, I don't know.
How
I
do you
like
know
I,
if
I,
you
I maybe,
do or don't?
I don't. That's the thing. And I think the thing is like I am not a patient person. So it's like just talking, you know, and maybe I just don't know what my exact, I think it's just me being stubborn. I guess I'm kind of giving away. All
no, not you.
Right
no.
I'm
you
not
stubborn?
Patient. I'm stubborn. I'm just giving you all my amazing, things
your shining qualities.
Yes, all my good qualities, stubbornness,
yep.
Any kind of patience, But I guess when you have, like, such a great sense of humor and stuff, it kind of, it all averages out.
Hold on. Are we talking about you?
Yes.
Oh. Hmm. I see.
Thick skin.
I'm glad you view yourself in that light.
I do.
Mm.
I've often, like,
okay.
I've often seen, like, you know, the comedy hours where they have the open mics and stuff, and I'm like, I think I can do that.
There's no way in hell. Nope.
I'm pretty sure. Mm-mm. Pretty sure.
It would
I could,
be a whole audience
know.
Full of me. Just imagine.
Well, that would be the downside.
Now you'll never
Plus,
do
I don't
it.
Think. No, I think that did take away from my
mm-hmm.
crappy game plan. And it kind of set me back a little bit, but. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll do that free reading where we get the readings and we'll stage it up. So it'd be like, hey, I'll be like, all right, now callers. And we got a caller and it'll be you.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that
yeah,
that's
make it, No, it's not, but it'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
But I think it's a good idea. I do like the free reading night. I like to be able to give back. And I know over this year, there was a lot of people who needed readings and wanted readings because they had stuff that they were, going on in life with the pandemic and stuff. So I think it was a good time to introduce that because we've done them a lot, but we haven't necessarily we took them and made a whole show out of it. We were a little bit more religious with it when, we had nothing to do but stay at home and our studio. So, but we brought it back.
Yeah, that we did. Yep.
And don't forget to tune in tomorrow night, too, because we have our show. And what's cool about tomorrow is our guest reader tonight. All this tonight's and tomorrow's are just, driving me crazy, I guess, and the text messages. But with Doug being a new radio show host as well, we can introduce his new show, which he's going to do kind of a test run debut show tomorrow, followed by our show. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow's a big day, and, I think that's cool and kind of give our audience a taste of, Doug's been on multiple times, but, we've been Doug on momentarily, and we'll be able to talk to him about his show that's debuting tomorrow. And, I think it's exciting. Anytime we bring on one of our friends as a show host, it's great.
Oh, hell yeah.
So we have Doug Baker ready, and we're going to bring him on. So let's bring our guest reader on tonight. Doug, are you there? Is Doug there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I had my mic on mute.
Oh, good.
Sorry about that. I'm here.
That's new show host 101. Has never had your mic on mute. Well, you know what really screwed me on that one, screwed me up on that one too, was Nikki didn't even chime in or anything. There was a good 6 second pause, so I thought I lost everybody. I was like, wait a minute, how did I mess this up? I was like,
that's really bad, Rob. We were just trying to see if you were, with it tonight or not.
And we were just seeing if you were paying attention. That's all that was.
It was planned.
Yeah.
100%.
I was like, can't anybody hear me? Why is everyone ignoring me? And then all
of a
sudden
we do that
there.
Anyway. We ignore you.
Yeah, I know.
But
trust me.
For the sake of the show, we replied.
So, as everyone heard, Doug Baker, he's been a friend of ours and a friend of Live Paranormal for 3 or 4 years now. And, we had him on back in October, I believe. We talked about bringing the show. And, we're excited to finally get it launched tomorrow. And
yay!
It's time.
Yes. About damn time.
Well, I'm pretty excited about getting it started. I hope people like it.
I'm sure there's some people sitting.
Sitting back there, so hopefully somebody wants to talk tonight. But yeah, I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
And happy solstice, everybody. So
to you too.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Mine was a weird day, but I'm glad we're closing it out with the show tonight. I had a really strange day. I got really tired today, so I think I'll sound really metaphysically and say the energy's got to me. So here we are, but we're up and ready to go tonight.
Awesome. Very cool.
Well, and it's kind of a learning experience, too, because we have you actually studio with us kind of overviewing everything we're doing. And hopefully you made it into the studio, the virtual studio, okay, and everything's going know, did you make it in okay?
I made it in just fine. Yeah, I'd have a little intro thing, so I ran through that. And it is going to be a little bit of a learning curve, but I think I'll get it down. I don't think it's going to be that bad.
No, it's not.
Just something new. I think that's where everybody's looking forward to going this year, is just learning the new stuff for next year. So, at least I am. I hope everybody else is. I'd like to get back to some kind of sounds like normal.
Right. Me too.
Well, and there's no better way to do that than to launch a radio show.
Yeah.
Of course not. No, definitely not.
If everyone could just launch a radio show, then the world would be perfect if everyone could just launch a radio show.
Well, we'd have a whole new spin on YouTube and that stuff, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know that everybody needs a radio show, though. I'm glad that not everyone has to do it.
Yeah, you're right. There's some people who I don't want to hear, because I already hear enough of their opinions. And quite honestly, they're kind of a lot like other things we all have. You know, and some of them I just can't stand to hear another second of. I'm just like, So you're right. Not everybody needs that platform, but you sure as hell do. You need that platform.
Well, thank you. I hope we have enough listeners that want to hear me gab every now and then. So, I guess if not, they'll let me know. But hopefully they do.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Oh, definitely. And I think, I think it's the right platform for you, because every time we've had you on, it's like the shows go by so fast that because we're having such a good time. I guess I probably should have inserted that part as well. They go by faster because we're actually having a good time, and it's fun. And I think if anyone can carry a show, it's definitely Doug Baker.
Oh yeah, he's got it.
Well, I think they are a lot of fun. I mean, you get to talk to so many different people, and it's fun to catch up, and you get just a moment to be in their life and see what's going on with them. And I think that's really, really a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely.
So do you have just a little bit, just to go back and, talk about a couple of things. Do you have any kind of big plans for the holidays, or are you have nothing going on just like everyone else in the world?
I kind of have nothing going on. I'm going to spend a little time with the family. I'm sure we'll be doing a very minimal thing. I don't think hardly anybody's going to be there, but just, the real immediate. But no, I'm not really going anywhere. I'm not going out of town, and with everything going on out there and with what they're saying, what I heard on the news today, I haven't planned anything really. I would love to say I had, but I just, it's not worth the risk really. I mean, I would love to be able to do it, but I've got a lot of people that would be considered vulnerable in my family, and I wouldn't want to put anybody at risk really.
Right.
Mentally, lots of plans, but I honestly, this is the first year, and I don't know how long, that I didn't even decorate a tree. And I always used to love to do the tree, and I didn't even do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't feel like it this year. I don't know why. Christmas snuck up on me. Yeah.
I wouldn't have done it. Well, I didn't do it, I'll be honest. My youngest did the tree. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have even bothered. Because it might have snowed recently, but it still doesn't feel like Christmas. It's just like times are so weird. It doesn't feel right.
They really are. It's such a weird time out there right now. And, I feel like so many things are changing, but I don't know where any of it's going to land yet. So it's like that's part of the fun of maybe being able to do just a little bit for somebody, like when the folks that call in. You don't get a whole lot of time with them, but maybe you can make a little bit of a difference for them. And I think that's part of the reason to do this. That's why I'm glad you asked me if I wanted to do this tonight, because, hopefully it'll make a difference to somebody out there. I mean, I have a good time talking with you guys, but I can do that on the phone. But
yeah.
Well, and that's the one nice part about having a live show and podcast is we can just catch up and then we'll have content. And you never know. I've always said we should just call people when we're on air and not tell them we're on air and see what they say.
No.
That would always
gosh.
The answer is no, Rob.
It could be very interesting, but that may not be the kindest thing to do to someone.
That might not fly with everybody's conversation. And they would probably notice if they were talking to me about how I would be dropping an unusually less amount of F-bombs. So they'd know something was up.
Like, wait a minute.
They'd be like, whoa.
She hasn't swore yet. And the
she
fact
hasn't said
we take
a slew of F-bombs. Right.
Right, and we take a commercial break. You're like, wait a minute, why are you taking a commercial break while we're on the phone? It doesn't make any sense.
They're like, this is my favorite commercial. Hold on. Let's break for a second.
Hey, now,
and
some people do have
too.
Those. I've got a favorite TV commercial that I find very amusing. I'm glad it's still on. They didn't ask to be prompted, so I'm not going to say what it is. But I do have a favorite TV commercial right now.
See, I don't watch
TV. I do, too.
Oh, I don't. I don't have one. I watch Netflix.
I have Netflix, too. I'd be a liar if I said I didn't. But, no, I do have a favorite TV commercial.
Well, you can, you know, now we're all wondering. Now we're all wondering.
I know.
So
now I
want to
know free plugs for whatever.
I want to look at what's your favorite commercial, because I need to.
Okay.
It's
a goofy commercial, but it's this commercial for an insurance company, and they have hand models on, and it's goofy as all get out, but their facial expressions are what makes it. There's a little guy at the end that does a shadow puppet, and he looks around with this look of like just complete glee that he made it work. And it's just the people expressions that do it. It's not even that great of a commercial, but it is kind of funny.
Absolutely.
So that's my favorite
one.
I've never seen it.
Is that the one where the one guy or the contestant or however it's set up, who's like, he tells him his hand is awful. He's like, your hands are awful.
Yeah, he says that his wayward pinky is grotesque. Yes, that's what he says to him. And the way he says it is actually very amusing, too. But, yeah, I think if you have a television, we've given enough of a clue as to which one it is without upsetting anyone about not being supposed to be mentioned. I don't know what the rules are on what you're supposed to mention and what you're not. So I'm just
If
they're offended by a free plug, then they can kiss my rosy red you-know-what.
Okay, fair enough. I think I get it now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
I think we got it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
well, like I said, I'm new here. I mean, we've done a practice run now and then, but actually being here, you know, it's like, all right, I don't want to get anybody in any trouble. So,
as for what I'm allowed to talk about versus what I do talk about, I really don't know. I just do it anyway. That's just
If you don't know either, then okay, that's
right.
Fine. I'll take it.
I'll just plead ignorance, you know, and see how far that gets me. You know.
it works great at some haunted houses. You act like you don't know there's anything there, and then the things come out to say hi. So,
right?
At least that worked for me. You know, you can usually feel them a mile away at least if they're actually active. I got sidetracked in a little town a couple weeks ago. I don't know why the hell I got sidetracked going through there. The GPS was on. There was an easy way to get through there, but the GPS decided to skip that. And I think I went by probably 6 or 7 creepy old houses that you could just feel were full of things. And I was like, I don't have time to deal with you right now. No.
You're like, later, friends, later.
Yeah, it's like, you know, maybe another time, but not right now.
Right?
That happens to us all the time. Like, we'll be going to our location that we had to investigate, and we'll be like, wow, let's write that down. Or she's like, hey, did you see that? Take that and write it down. And, you know, we never do.
I'm
really
look
bad
it up.
At doing anything. And I don't know
why.
I
think they
can
do that.
Because, like,
they'll grab you. Like, they can feel you, and they will just grab you and say, okay, come over here, come over here. And I'm like, I've got stuff to do. I get you don't, but, you know, no.
Right.
They're all trying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't think I signed up to get eaten by something today. No, thank you. I mean, some of them may be perfectly innocent, but some places they are not. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you. For sure.
Yeah, we the last time we had you on, we said we would have to get together for an investigation. And I know we've invited you on a couple that were a little bit of a distance for you or for anybody. But we should have you out on an investigation soon. Because
I'd love to go. I admittedly have not been out to very much at all this year or still. But I don't think anybody really has been up to their regular level of activity, so I'm not going to feel too bad about that. But I'm looking forward to getting back to it, definitely.
Right.
Well, we still have been going out and scouting out locations for our various projects, and we found a couple of good ones. So it'd be interesting to show them to you as well. And I know we have some that we want to go to, but they're hesitant because of the COVID, about people coming in, and it's been difficult.
Well, you can't blame them. I mean, every other second you don't know what the news is going to say. It's going to be the next problem going on, and I can't blame the locations for not wanting to deal with that. Probably not on their release forms, and they're terrified they're going to get sued. I don't blame them. I mean, I hate for everything to be shut down, but I would rather it be shut down now and still be able to come back in the spring and no one sued them and shut them down for good. So I can't be upset that places have closed their doors.
Let's do it while it's cold, okay? Because I've done frozen myself to death and I don't know how many locations. And, if we have to do it, let's do it now. So that way when it starts to warm up, we can get there and I don't have to have sparkly socks to keep my toes warm.
Well, I have to agree. I mean, I've always, you got to have those sparkly socks. I know someone who's got a great pair of those. So,
I lost my sparkly socks. That's the sad part about it.
The bag designer, Rob.
Oh, no.
You
lost your sparkly socks? That's probably a good story if it doesn't involve a washing machine. But
I don't know what happened to them. I lose.
Don't worry,
I'm
Rob. They have them at Dollar General. They have them at Dollar General.
Okay.
I saw them today. You're okay.
I lost those. I'm down my favorite shirt that no one cares about but me. And
I did hear the world's tiniest fiddle playing a sad, sad song while you were talking about it.
If you could put
a plea out to whoever stole your favorite shirt, perhaps they would return it to you
or who won't look for it. Or who you think might have it?
I think all of the listeners.
Text message.
I think all of the listeners are probably nominally motivated to look for your shirt. You may have to offer a prize or a giveaway or something if they bring it back.
My shirts,
Do you perhaps have a photo of you with the shirt to prove ownership? Because if it's a wonderful shirt, someone may just claim it was abandoned.
No. Is it okay if I elaborate on the text message or not?
I have his stupid-ass sweatshirt. I have it.
She found the shirt.
I found it. You shouldn't have, if it was your favorite, you shouldn't have left it in the damn car. Now I feel like I'm talking to my kid.
See, we found the shirt. Well, I think now I get a prize because I found the shirt for you.
Yep.
I feel like that was me.
You're somehow...
So.
Find his feet. I got you a nice shirt, Doug.
I get a ransom. This text message was a ransom, a picture of her and a knife and scissors.
You're about to get one.
They send me 50 bucks or else.
You're about to get one with some bleach cleaner and I'm going to spray it.
It's a black thermal and make other
favorite.
Ones.
You shouldn't have left it and abandoned it in the car, okay?
Yeah, that's right. It's going to cost you dearly, $500 or something.
It might now, because you'll whine about
there
it.
There you go, it might now.
I realize the monetary and sentimental value now. Now definitely it's going to be a ransom deal.
Yeah, because at first it was
like
$50 and then he went up to $500.
Right. If he acted like he just didn't give a shit about the shirt, it would have been like, whatever, found it. Okay, here.
I don't
now
care about
I know.
It. I don't.
I know the value.
I don't care about it.
Uh-huh.
It's gone.
It's too late to go back now. It is.
What
are
you
even
talking about? I don't
I have listener witnesses.
I'm not even.
I got listener witnesses.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm missing a pair of shorts.
I don't have that. Sorry.
Well, I'm not even missing shorts. I'm just trying to.
This
know.
Almost went into a different type of show there for a second.
I know.
Swing the conversation into my favor, but
didn't work.
No, it worked great. You did it. It was beautiful. Good
Thank
work.
You.
Moving on.
We'll go back to the spark discussion. But you know, it's funny. You did mention the cold, and I think the only time we've ever investigated with Doug is in the freezing cold.
Always been like 4 degrees outside.
I thought back of all of our investigations together, and I can't think of a single warm investigation that we've ever done. I don't know if it's it's just that.
You must
cold
only come out when
I think the bell, the warmest room in there was like 50 degrees, and that was because the heat was sort of on in there. Everywhere else, might have been 10 degrees in there. Yeah.
And I think
it was huge and strung the weight way out.
Yeah. Well, Ohio State performance was in the negatives, I'm guessing.
I almost died.
It was cold.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I mean, are the places not haunted in the summertime? Like,
They are.
You know what it is?
It's just we have the genius idea to only go when there's a blizzard.
Well, I remember there was one really, really neat detail at the Bell that I don't know if I shared, but there was one room had this beautiful mantle that didn't even have any dust on it, and no one had been in the building when we were there for, I can't remember how long the manager said, but it had at least been several months that no one had been in the building until we had gotten there that night, and it was like, well, why is that clean? And there's, you know, when I talk about the Bell later, I will get into more of what I believe was the reason for that. But it, you know, and I have to wonder if they're not just slightly more active when they haven't had any people to play with. And then, you know, they've had like a long break, which I guess they probably get over the wintertime. Because I can't imagine everyone wants to go freeze and look for these things. But
no, only us idiots.
Well, I had a great time that night. I mean, I couldn't have asked you guys for a better place to be more active. I mean, for something
it was awesome.
For me, it was great. I had a ball. I really did. I thought it was wonderful. I mean, it was absolutely worth the drive. That place was, it delivered. It had me convinced. And I'm usually pretty skeptical, but it had me. So if it was fake, that was one hell of a damn good fake, and my hat's off to whoever did it. But I don't believe it was fake. I think it was real. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. That was a good time.
You know, we investigate all 12 months, and sometimes you just have to suck it up. And, you know, there's sometimes where these big locations, they have tours nonstop during the summer and even the fall. So to get the kind of, like, the amount of time and like space without having other people there, you know, we have to sometimes suck it up and go in the winter. You know, like, I think we only.
Well, you know, I never thought about that, but that does make a lot of sense.
Well, you know, it's very rare. And there was times that we've been locked into, like, Ohio State Reformatory, where it's just like three people or four people, you know, so. Mm-hmm. But you have to go in the winter because it's, you know, they're not running their tours. So that's the one downside. So, but it's a positive because we still get to go. You know, if we didn't have that.
Oh, I thought the reformatory was great too. Once I finally was able to figure out how the hell to get there. Because, you know, I recall I do have that evil old GPS that's like, well, why don't we just drive 40 miles out of the way and make everybody wait? So that was fun. But no, that place was really good too. It's just so large. My God, if you can't walk very well, that's not going to be a place for you to go. But
yeah.
If you can, you're all set.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my favorite place in there was, I don't know how many stories up, was the tuberculosis ward up in the attic. And I saw stuff with the same investigator, and I looked at him. I was like, did you see that? You know, so, I mean, that place had plenty to deliver, I thought, too. And we were there all night, and I didn't get through all of it. There was a whole wing I didn't even get a chance to go into.
Right.
We were just talking about that. We've been there 5 or 6 times, and that was, you know, one place that we've never been to the park that you were just talking about. And I think we've been there at least 5 or 6 times. It's one of those things
it can be a little hairy getting up there because, I mean, the 2 floors of the staircases are really, really, like, they're bad. You know, they're, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying they're unsafe, but they are very, you need to have a flashlight. You could not do it in the dark because the lights mm-hmm. aren't on up there. Or if they are, you don't know where the switches are. But, I mean, it's some tight spaces, and I would definitely not go up there by myself.
Challenge. I'll do it.
Well, you go. Well, you were in some places in there that I wouldn't have went by myself. You were on top of that one block up in the attic, and I wouldn't have went in there by myself. No way. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I'd need a buddy for most of that place.
That's my
I know.
Place. When somebody says that, I have to go there. Check. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think it was absolutely worth it once I got up there. I mean, several of the windows were broken out, and as you know, there's no heat up there, but there were spots that were warm. I mean, if you'd had thermal gauge of some type, it would be crazy. I mean, there was a huge snowstorm going on outside. There was no reason for there to be any heat up there.
Right.
And we both walked through a couple of spots, and it was, like, noticeably warmer in those spots. And we both mentioned it, but it delivered. There were some visuals, and I think there were a couple verbals up there, too. But that was, if you can man the stairs to get up there, I would recommend it. If they still have it open, I hope they haven't closed that part. I would imagine the view would be amazing up there during the day if you ever were to go during the day, but I don't know if they'd let you up there on the tour part. But anyway, I'm rambling, so I apologize on that.
No. Well, why don't we, I know we're going to take a caller tonight for free reading night. So do you want to take the first caller and then we'll go from there?
Well, sure. That sounds great.
All right. So we're actually going to bring on area code 443. So 443, you're there.
Yes, I am.
Well, hi there. This is Doug. You can tell me your name if you want to. You don't have to. I'm sorry.
My name is Terry.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Terry. First off, thank you for being so patient. I did not anticipate me talking as much as I did at the beginning of this. So first off, thank you for waiting on hold. I'm sorry, it was so long.
I enjoyed listening.
Well, good. Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Well, this is pretty simple. When you call in, usually when I do these or have done them in the past, the thing I would say is if you have a question you want me to look at, I'll be happy to look at it. And if you don't have a question, you just want to know what Spirit tells me to tell you, we can do it that way too. So do you have a question that you'd like me to look at?
Is my husband still with me?
Well, let me see. Boy, right at Christmas time, too. Wow. Okay, let's see what we got. Okay, so the first thing I'm noticing is there's a big emptiness feeling, so I'm going to kind of go here and say that it's been a while since it felt like there's some contact. Because I can see some feeling, but it looks very spaced out, like from your physical person, it looks very far removed. So I would say most likely that I would say they're probably gone, or that's the reason for that question. But I'm not going to say there's not any contact. What I'm seeing is there's an inability to notice it. So what I would ask you first off is what's going on in life that's got you a little discombobulated? And I don't know if it's just this may be a bad time to ask that simply because of the time of year it is. I know a lot of people, and frankly, look at the year. I don't know who wouldn't have a few things that they may not be happy about going on right now. But it almost looks like your centered place has been really disturbed. So I'm not sure what caused that, but it's like there's contact, but it's almost like it's gone unnoticed, and it's not that you didn't mean to notice it or to mean to ignore it, excuse me. What I'm feeling, though, is like the ways that you would normally notice it have gotten disrupted. And I will see if there's something new that can be done to reach out more for you. Let me take a look.
Okay.
I never know how these things are going to go, but that was the feeling that was there right away. So let's see what we got. Well, there's certainly someone talking. Hold on. Well, so there's an apology energy here, but I want to say I'm sorry it didn't go the way I wanted it to. So there's a breakdown here on how this one communicates anyway. So I don't know if they're still trying to figure out how to, or it's like the connection's not as strong as it could be. And I'm not going to tell you that I don't think it should be there, or that they're not trying to, but what I'm getting is it's almost like there's some kind of interference with it. And when I look at this, if I were sitting with the person in person, I would say, what's the static going on? What's keeping you from being able to hear? Because I think you've got some intuition of your own. I don't think you use it very much. I don't think you use it as much as it really could help you. But there, it does feel like, yes, there's still certainly energy here with this person, but it feels very removed, almost like there's something I don't want to hear, I didn't get to say. And there's like a blockage in the communication, so I'll see if there's something that can be done to remove that. Let me see. Hold on. So I'm looking around the heart. I don't know why, but like not just like, you know, the energetical, well, let's talk about the heart thing. But there's something around the heart going on. Well, let's see what else is here. I don't know if it hurts because I'm not talking. This is kind of an odd one. And forgive me for saying it that way. Sometimes they come in very, very clearly, and other times I get little bits. And to me, it's like if it's little bits, it's like they just don't know how to talk yet. So it's not that they're not able to communicate, but what I'm getting is I don't know exactly how I should be doing it. So it's almost like there's a learning curve here. So between that and the feeling of this big amount of space, when I see the space, I don't see that very often. So this is not a, how would I say this, a typical separation. I think there's something really unique to it. And honestly, if I had more time, I'd probably be able to get into it a little deeper, and I apologize for that. But what I would tell you to answer your question, at least is what I'm getting now, is yes, I think this person's still with you, but there's just a big space. Now, to me, that would look like they're most likely not physical anymore, or if they are, they're really, really far removed. It'd be like someone in California versus Ohio. There's a large amount of space in between. And let's see what the actual communication attempts are, if I can get that. You've got somebody here, though. So let's see what else we got from that one. Wow. Well, that was almost very quiet. So I would almost wonder if this one has, I'm going to say it this way. I really think this one is still learning how to communicate. I don't think that there's enough continuity in how they're doing it or how you're able to, like, make a specific time to sit and listen. So let me explain it this way. When I see this kind of thing, I tell people that I really think they need to create a routine of how they're going to be able to receive or get any information at all. Because even if it's not just from this one, you're going to have something back here because you got somebody here that wants to talk. And I don't think they really know exactly how to do it yet, because sometimes, and I have to remind this to people too, because it's like, you know, look at it when we were a baby. We had to learn how to speak the language that everybody speaks so we could be consistent with it. It can very much be the same way when you are trying to communicate this way. They've got to figure out how they can get to you. Like I've got one in spirit with me that will leave a penny, and it'll be in the most awkward places, and I'll look down and there's a penny, and I'll know that one wants to talk or that one's got a message. But I've had some time to practice it. So the thing is, and I don't think you're going to get pennies. What I think is going to happen is I think I want to suggest to you that you make a specific time whenever you want to make it. So if it's every other Wednesday, then sit down on that every other Wednesday. If it's 9 a.m., then do 9 a.m. But what I would say with, and just have some consistency with it, and if it can't work, just pop into your head and say, hey, I'm sorry, I can't do it today. Let's do another time. And you'll develop some ability to actually get messages very clearly yourself if you want to practice it. I don't see you suddenly setting up a mediumship shop. And I tell people the same thing with this. Sometimes I get a whole bunch. Sometimes I get a little bit. And unfortunately, I've got a little bit. I wish I had more for you, but that's what's there. But I would tell you, I think, yes, this energy is still with you, but I still feel this big space in between. And there's got to be some way to move that closer together. And since I'm not getting clear enough with them to say, okay, this is how you do it, that's why I'm telling you, I think you need to pick a consistent time to be able to feel into them. Because I think you'll get more that way. And I think because you've got some natural propensity for it, and this isn't me trying to sell you a class, there's none of that going on. What I would say is there is an excellent book out there. If you want to look into getting the actual specifics on how to do it, it was written by Ted Andrews years ago. It's called How to Meet and Work with Your Spirit Guides. You should probably be able to find it on Amazon for probably easily under $5. And it's a really easy read. And this is only if you want to do it. But you don't have to do it for every single person that's out there. Like we were talking on the show earlier, and I said I would get sidetracked and go down this street and all these, you know, and get these feelings. It's like, look, I have commitments I want to do, and I'm sure you do too. So I would suggest doing that. And connect with a particular person. Connect with this one. You look like you've got a really strong grandma back there that would talk too. So I would suggest you've got at least one male and one female that would be interested in speaking with you. And I don't mean to sound so clinical, and I apologize for it sounding that way. But like I said, if I was getting more detail, I would give it to you. But that's who I would recommend. I would recommend getting that. You could probably have it in a few days. And the reason I say so is because he's very practical and down to earth. There's not a bunch of, oh, you have to imagine this and that and do this thing over there and do that. It's very to the point, and I think you would get a lot of good results out of it. And I'm sorry there wasn't more info, but that's what I've got for you, and I hope I didn't ramble too much that you lost all of it. But I do hope that helped. And that's what I would say is I'd really recommend you get that, because it's not, oh, you've got to contact someone privately, and you've got to pay this and pay that. You don't have to do it. Last time I sent somebody to buy one of those, I think it was $3.99, and they had Prime, so they got the shipping for free. But that's who I would recommend for someone in lieu of, yes, you want to go take a class, because, of course, there's expensive classes out there, but you didn't call asking how to become a medium. The reason I'm throwing this out here, though, is I think that there's simple, easy practice in there where you can get all the information you're looking for straight from your people that way. And you don't have to call anybody. You sure can. And I'll be happy to look at it again if you call back in the future. If I get more, I'll be happy to give it to you. But that's what I've got at the moment. And thank you so much. And like I said, thank you for waiting. It has been fun reading for you. And thank you for trusting us and calling in. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
You too.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, sometimes
well.
I hope so. What I'll say is what I saw for her, I don't see very often. But when I see that space, I'm going to say it this way. That amount of space could even show up for someone who is estranged over the years. And the little, and I will give her, I'll plug that back in. What I did see was there was a space, there was an apology for how, you know, a feeling of just, I'm sorry it didn't go the way I wanted it to. And I'm sorry I couldn't say it the way I wanted it to. And, you know, I'm always amazed at the mediums that have a book to tell people when they call in, because sometimes that does happen. I won't say it doesn't happen. There are times that I will get so much information, it can be overwhelming. And then there's times where I get a sentence or two. And I've got to look at everything that comes around with it. That's what, I mean, I'm sitting here drawing out like the space of a ruler on my desk right here with my fingers. So like, and they're at each at opposite ends here. And I don't really feel like that one had the chance to really talk the way that he wanted to in the past. And I will say, I wish he'd said a little more while she was on the line, but it looks like it was very sudden. There's energy there that's trying to connect, but again, I'm going to stress again, I don't think he knows how. And I think there's a practice to it. I mean, some of them get over there, they take to it real well, and they're able to come back and talk. Like, I've got a client occasionally now in physical proximity, of course, not as much because of the whole COVID thing, but they will record because they get a lot of information and they've talked to this person for a long time. And the person in spirit has really has gotten really, really good at communicating. But they will almost every single time leave an EVP. But the first time they did, it was so scary because I'd never really heard one before. Because it was, God, that's how long we've been talking. This is before I'd ever been anywhere with you guys. And it sounded like something out of a horror movie.
Right.
Until you slowed it down. And then you got, because they were saying the name. Well, as it got going, now they will speak so clearly. Now it doesn't sound like me or the client. It's a very distinct, separate voice. And as I say, the skeptical part of me would say, oh, yeah, sure, you've engineered this. Well, I know this person. There's no reason they would do that. They're not publishing it. They're not doing anything except just what they do is they transcribe whatever we've talked about. Well, they get this, and it'll be so clear. They'll message me after they transcribe when they're listening back, and they'll say there was an EVP. This is what they said. And my point of all of that little diatribe was, again, this one had to learn how to communicate clearly back to, for whatever you want to call from the other side or the spirit world, to be able to talk clearly here in the physical on our electronic devices and that for that person to get that. Because I would never know, because in the recording, when it was going to be, because it was the client's equipment, they would bring it in, they would set it down, we'd start it when we got started. As soon as I started talking, I'd hit record, and then I'd start talking. On two separate ones. Now, of course, they wouldn't do it on the same ones. It would be one or the other. But it wasn't even consistently on the same recording thing. But my point was, they figured it out, and for whatever guidance this can be for the gal that was on hold, and kindly waited so long, was I think if you work with it in the future, you're going to get a much better result of wanting, you know, you're going to get the answer for yourself that, yes, I think that fella's with you. Because I also saw you got grandma back there that wants to talk with you too. And if we'd had a little more time tonight and I hadn't rambled along as much as I did here and there, we might have been able to talk a little more. But like I've told people in the past, I don't fluff a call if I'm not getting any or a reading. If I'm not getting anything, I'm not going to sit there and just fluff it out. I'm going to give you what's there. And sometimes there's a whole bunch, and sometimes we wish there was more. But that book that I recommended, I really think anyone that's listening, if they're looking to develop those skill sets, that's an excellent way to get started. And unless Rob's written a better book I don't know about, or Nikki's pushing one that I don't know about.
Forgive me
if you are. I'm not trying to step on any toes.
We're gonna be selling readings for reading night, and really pushing an agenda come next year. 2021's year of us being psychic.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, I really think a lot of people are gonna be pushing that because they've gotten, I mean, look at all the people who have lost someone this year. If that's not a reason to try and develop your skills and your intuition, because like I tell people, psychic doesn't mean you've got tarot cards and you've got this and that set up on the side of the road and you're doing a little reading for this or that. Psychic is simply extra senses that you haven't really gotten used to using before. It's something everybody has a propensity for. Not everybody's going to be Sylvia Brown or whoever else the new famous person is out there. I'm dating myself when I say that. But not everybody's going to be John Edwards or whoever, or the, you know, the Hollywood medium, whoever it happens to be right now. But you can get good enough that you can get what you need out of it, because there's something there for you if you're drawn to it. But I would encourage the people, that's one of the reasons I'm looking forward to doing this show. And those of you that have gotten on hold tonight that we may not have had time to get to, I would be happy for you to call back in tomorrow. If we've got time, we can certainly do one. I mean, I'm not the official host tonight, but if you've got time, we'll do it.
Let's do one more real fast, and then we'll give a plug for tomorrow. And so we have area code 740, and this will be the last one, so hopefully it'll be a good one. So 740, you're going to be live. Oh, now.
Hello, how's everybody doing tonight?
Well, hello. First, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, you're very patient. First off, let me say thank you. I just looked down and saw how long you kindly waited. Thank you for that.
Oh.
So you must have something big or important you want to talk about. So what's going on? What can we do for you tonight?
Well, let's just put it this way. I'm not going to ask any questions.
Okay.
You get.
Well, that's fine. Those often can do a little bit better because it doesn't hem me into one particular spot.
Right.
So let's
right.
see what we, let's see what we, I mean, I offer that simply because if you had one question on mind, I may ramble off in one corner and you wanted to go look at the other side of the house. That's why I do that. But if you're open,
yeah.
Let's see what we get for you. Now, the weird thing is I'm getting told to draw a couple of cards for you. So I'm going to do that, and I'm going to give you what spirit throws in on top of it. Because the first thing I get for you is you're really looking for a better forecast. There's something in life that's kind of stomped on you this year, and you're looking for something a hell of a lot better next year. Pardon my French, but that feels like what you've been kindly waiting on hold for. So I'm going to ask you to tell me when to stop shuffling. There's no right or wrong amount of time. Just tell me when to stop.
Okay, you can stop.
All right. Wow. Well, the first card that pops up is work. I just cut the deck and opened it right there. And you've got the work card, or the attention to detail card. That's the Three of Pentacles. So I'm going to throw that down. Let's see what else we get. Ace of Swords. Hot dog. So that's going to be a new direction or a new that's going to be a new passion goes along with that because there's two cups that comes along with it. So you've got Three of Pentacles, Ace of Swords, Two of Cups. And if I get, you're probably not sitting there doing your tarot reading at home. So I'm going to tell you what I get off of that. And if I'm looking at beginning of the year, something new coming for that, one, you're very, very, you may even be self-employed or you've got a hobby that you'd like to do to really bring it into that. A lot of people, I think, develop that this year. But no, I don't feel like it's a hobby thing going on. What I do think, though, is your main area that really takes most of your time, and for most people that is a job or a something they do that takes up a lot of their time, we'll say it that way. Ace of Swords is saying that's going to bring you something totally new. There's going to be a new direction. Now, it's not necessarily I'm going to go get a whole new job tomorrow. I don't see that. I think you got a new passion coming in because you've got Two of Cups coming after that. And that is something where if we were reading tarot, that'd be the baby lovers card, which would be this is the development of something that becomes a consuming passion, something really significant. So I'm going to say it this way. I feel like you've had an extreme amount of patience. You don't need to be psychic to see that because you kindly waited as long as you did. So I know you're patient when it's something that you care about. So thank you for that, first off. I want you to know that the attention to detail is going to pay off. There's something here that's going to be worth it for you to do. And I think it's something, if you don't have this passion in mind already, because it could simply be a baby idea right now, as in your brain just got it. But something's going to develop really well for you. And we're looking probably March to April before it really gels and becomes concrete, because the pinnacles are the things you can actually touch. It's not just, wow, Doug went off on a tangent here and I have no idea what the hell he's talking about. What it talks about is something I can really touch and hold, like not just the idea of a paycheck, but the actual one in my hand, there it is. Now I turn it into money, here we go. Now, and I don't necessarily think it that way. I think it's really more of a passion for you. And I feel like, for lack of a better way to say this, I feel like a lot of the stuff you love this year kind of got a little bit stomped on. And I feel like that is something that's going to be over with for you come springtime. I'm not going to say winter is going to be wonderful because I'm not saying, wow, as soon as January gets here, it's going to just be roses. No, it isn't, because we know roses that pop up in, at least in Ohio where I'm sitting, if those pop up in January, they're not going to make it to February. So timing is important. So there's also a timing element here. You've got a new launch sitting here. And I got to tell you, your mental direction is really going to be totally changed by the time you get to probably February. I think you should really see it sitting by then, if not late January. If you don't have the idea now, you're going to have it by then, and you're going to certainly be able to see it really starting to gel and start really rolling in February. Now, there is small potential it could be new love, but that's so small I almost didn't bring it up. But what I really think it is it's something that you actually grow into loving. And I wish we had more time to talk about it. But what I will tell you is if you want to call back later in a couple months when we get to that part, call me back and we'll talk about it more then.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. I hope that was helpful for you. And like I said, I well, normally they'll be a little bit more in-depth. I just got to get practice at how much talking I do in between. So, again, I want to thank you for waiting. I really appreciate it. And you have a wonderful night.
Oh, no problem whatsoever. And you guys have a good night, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so what do you think, Doug? You ready for tomorrow? I think you got some
I think so. I'll just have to rein it in and not talk so much in between people. So thank you to everybody that did call in.
No one to talk to. It won't be a problem.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, and that's the thing. I think, yeah, tomorrow will be a little bit more. I'll be able to spend a little more time with each person. And we'll see where, you know, we'll see where we get into. I mean, and first off, let me apologize for as long as I took to talk in between, because I'm really not used to the whole setup here yet. But as I get it gelled and get it sorted out, the readings nights will be a little bit more, kind of professional put together as far as, okay, I've got this amount of time to spend with you and I will talk this fast, but it'll be about something you care about because you're the one I'm talking to. Not just listening to everyone else's. But anyway, but that was a lot of fun. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. And boy, you're not kidding. An hour does go by awfully quick.
Sure does.
It does. No, it was great. So everyone, tomorrow, you can join Doug at 9 p.m. here on Live Paranormal and Live Paranormal Radio and Live Paranormal's Facebook page. Everything Live Paranormal.
Everywhere.
Followed by us at 10:30. So it's going to be I can't imagine what anyone else would be doing.
What else could you possibly want to be doing from 9 to however late after 10:30?
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
From 9 to 11:30, I think we have everyone's night planned.
We have their evening all figured out.
Well, I want to thank Doug for joining us and joining us tonight, but joining us on the network. And everyone tune in tomorrow to pull up the shows and check the Facebook page for more information. And we will talk to everyone tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you. And I'll jump off so you can close the show out and I'll talk with everybody tomorrow.
Sounds good. Good luck. We'll be
awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was fun. And
That was awesome.
Yeah, you know, I think it was a success. And I don't know when a Friday night is not that one, though. So
he's going to kick butt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for that. And we have some huge things coming up that we're going to talk about tomorrow. A big giveaway and something for the new year. Start out 2021 with a big giveaway. So that's gonna be coming in the next week. We'll have that posted and all of our amazing prizes. And it really is amazing prizes. You know, there's a lot of times that these giveaways and they're not that amazing, but I can clearly say that this is a good
this one's way awesome. Like, we'd even be happy getting stuff for, like, that says something.
Yeah, I think I might even enter.
No, we can't. We own it, Rob. That's not fair. Not fair. We own it.
But are you saying, like, we own it as in, like, we're the owners, or, like, we own it, like, we got this?
Like, we're the owners of the network. We can't.
Oh, I might, like, we're going to own it and win. Which is, like, a loose interpretation of a possible use of that word. But it was just.
Okay, but we're giving it to others, not for ourselves.
Hmm.
Far different from my Black Friday shopping attempts, you know.
Unless we give it to.
Where I have stuff for myself.
Give it to you, if I give it to you and you give it to me, that is giving.
No problem. No problem.
Work with me. No. You're working against me.
It's for the people. It's not for us.
Mm. Mm-hmm. But we're the people. Mm-hmm. Fine. I'm gonna, my kids are going to enter.
We'll talk about that.
Maybe
also.
Not. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Fine. You win. You win again.
I always do.
I know, it's awful. 10,000.
Thank
like
you,
three.
Everyone. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. Be sure to tune in to Doug's show tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and ours at 10:30. Like we said, we have your evening entirely planned out for you. If you have not finished your holiday present wrapping, by all means, feel free to tune in to Live Paranormal while you're wrapping your present. We won't be offended.
We can have like a wrap party.
One stone.
Really confuse people.
Yeah. Yeah.
A rap party.
With a W.
Tomorrow night,
with a
live
W,
paranormal.
Not an R.
Rap party.
Yeah. Word. Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll see everyone tomorrow or talk to everyone tomorrow. And thank you for joining us. And thank you for being my co-host on Free Reading Night.
And thank you. Thank you, Rob. Tune in tomorrow, everybody.
And thank you for saying
bye.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right. We got to go. Bye.